It's the Bad Advice Show.
All right. I don't have an opening. This is how I usually just do period piece. I just have a quick conversation about periods, and like, you're already here. So, Sierra, how are you doing today?
Ironically, I'm on day 2 of a very painful period.
Tell me to laugh at that.
I mean, you can laugh. I've been better.
All right. So this is period piece where I talk to friends and homies about their periods and things like that. First and foremost, all right, Sierra, when was your first period?
It was the summer before the start of fourth grade.
Oh, wow. You made it sound like a book.
Yeah.
Wait, fourth grade?
Bruh.
Isn't that like, I every time I interview people about this, like, it always sounds weird because, like, fourth grade sounds like such a young age for that.
So I feel like I have a lot more knowledge about my period than I did then, and I feel like a lot of it had to do with my environment. So, like, I grew up in East Cleveland, but I was raised in Maryland. But, like, my diet wasn't the healthiest. Nobody was, like, drink more water. Like, it was just, I feel like some of that triggered an early start.
Are you trying to say Cleveland and the environment made you have a period in fourth grade?
What I'm trying to say is it didn't really matter where I was, the demographics and what was available to me specifically by way of a healthy diet and exercise. Like, I'll be honest, you could tell when our parents got our food stamps because we would stop at the corner store on the way to school and I'm eating ranch flavored Fritos because we balling the first couple of weeks in a month. So that didn't help my body. Like, I didn't play any sports because we couldn't afford it. Like, I couldn't do extracurricular stuff. So, like, I didn't have the best diet growing
up. Okay. All right. Fourth grade, you get your first period. Like, were you around people that could help you with it? Or was it just, like, a sudden moment and you just knew?
Trash. I was on my way. It was summer. I was on my way to a water park with my grandmother's best friend and all of her sons and all of her stepsons, who I grew up around, but it was like 7 or 8 boys, varying from like fifth grade to high school. And so it was hot.
Oh, wow.
My mother was in a different state. I called her. So my mother was a teenage mother. So by the time my mother and my aunt were teenage parents. So by the time it got down to me, my grandmother was like, here's a bag of pads. Nobody should be able to see it or smell it. What? What?
Wait, she said that to you?
Nobody should be able to see it or smell it. We called my mother, rites of passage. Her boyfriend turned husband was in the background. Make sure she's not having sex. When I tell you the trauma.
Wait a minute. Wait, nah. Sierra. No,
not,
wait.
Not lying. Not lying.
Make sure.
Not lying.
Make sure no one can see it or smell it.
That's my grandma. So my grandmother was raised in the South from Mississippi. So again, her oldest was my mother, had me at 14. Her only other daughter had a kid at 17. By the time it got down to me, I think the argument was like, if we don't talk about it, then this
won't just happen.
Nothing's going to happen. And so it was literally like, here's some pads. Nobody should see it or smell it. And I was like, what?
Wait, so this is happening on your way to a water park.
The day of the water park. So whatever
the day of the water park. That sounds amazing. The day of the water park.
So whatever the plan was still had to be in place. Cause I think my grandmother had to work or something. And so I called her Grandma Jackie. I still do.
Yeah.
Grandma Jackie had to take me. So I spent the whole day sleeping in the back of the station wagon. Cause what water, like, what was that? No, it was hot, cramping, bleeding. Like, it was.
So you didn't even get to enjoy the water park. I'm sorry to be so naive.
No, I did not. It was trash. Like, it was just. The whole experience was 1 star, do not recommend, like, nah.
So you didn't go to the water park, you stayed in the back of the station wagon?
Well, we went. They went. Everybody had fun. And
so what did you do?
I slept in the back of the station wagon. Like, I went into the park with them, but I didn't partake in any festivities.
Oh, my God. If you don't mind me asking, did she give you a pad? Did she give you a tampon?
They gave me pads, so I didn't. I didn't encounter tampons until high school. I was a cheerleader, so.
If you don't mind me asking, well, this is a podcast about periods and all that. So when did you encounter tampons? Because from doing past interviews, like, people tell me there's a big faux pas when it comes down to tampons.
So I encountered tampons. I'll give it to you like this. Post-virginity. Like, I was, it was high school.
Okay.
It wasn't even a faux pas for me. It was pre-virginity. I discovered that I had medical conditions with my reproductive system. So it was more or less a cautionary, like, listen, toxic shock syndrome, don't be leaving it up there all crazy.
Don't leave it up there all crazy.
I mean, it was like we had really crazy health classes. Like, our football coach, one of our health teachers, and he was off the fucking chain. So it was like, it was really the blind leading the blind. And this, my daughter's 11, and I always tell her, don't ask your friends shit, because y'all don't know nothing. By the time y'all know stuff, y'all grown. So when I say my 5-year-old is probably more well-versed in a menstrual cycle than most grown women, I mean that, because they don't give me any privacy. So you want to, oh, mommy got a boo-boo? No, mommy's bleeding from her vagina. And here's, oh, mommy, you need these. We're in the store showing me pads. I don't want my kids out there tying a sweater around their waist in fourth grade because they think somebody can see their pad.
Okay. I have so many questions. Okay. Let's backtrack. A football coach was teaching you about
Coach B.
Coach B.
I won't say his name because I feel like he got
You don't have to. Coach B. Coach B was the one teaching young ladies and gentlemen about pads.
Tampon. So he was one of the health teachers. Okay. And so he had people come in. So he had enough sense to not dig too deep. But in hindsight, you could tell that what he was saying was just curriculum.
Okay.
It was like, and by the time he was saying it, we were in high school.
So he had a playbook.
Like, it was like, what, right? Like, what, bruh, we got vending machines. Like, we know what this is. But I think for me, tampons were a necessity. Simply because ain't nobody trying to do 17 cartwheels in a row with a pad on. Like, it's not, my tumble game was serious. And it doesn't matter with his wings on the pad or if it's extra thin, that third cartwheel, it's just gonna shift.
The shifting is always the problem.
Shifting is real. So like, tampons were just a necessity. And it was, as soon as I didn't need it, we're done. Like, yeah. So it was really trial and error for me. Like, I had a couple friends that were older than me in high school that tried to like walk me through it. And that was just, it was just weird. Like, I knew even at that age that I shouldn't have been having those conversations with them.
Yeah.
My biological mom was trash. So it was like, I couldn't really go to her. And so I just took what I could. And yeah.
All right. So did you ever get like a one-on-one talk with anyone about periods, or just, it was just the coach? Or
honestly,
yeah,
my kid's father. So
okay.
I met him when I was 18, and he's almost 10 years older than me. And I hate to say it, but it's true. He taught me a lot about my body, my menstrual cycle, and also in a funny turn of events, because it was so uncomfortable, it was just uncomfortable having conversations about my body with someone that I was intimate with, things that I felt I should have already known. It almost forced me to talk to my doctors more. Like,
okay.
Like, I can't be busting it open and being like, let's look at a textbook. Like, it didn't feel like it was a semi-safe place,
okay.
But it also was just a reminder of the age gap, a reminder of just other vulnerabilities. And so it really forced me in my early 20s to start figuring shit out. And I also was diagnosed with endometriosis as a teenager. So I had to learn to have a voice and ask questions. So I'll be honest, like, nah, outside of my kid's father, it wasn't until my 30s that my friends and I really started like sitting down, and like, it was almost like out of jest. like, in hindsight, it was like, we're gonna make a joke about this, but for real, let's be like, because again, you get to an age where it's like, you should know this.
Okay, you got it. I got so many questions. You're saying that you had this at fourth grade, which is age 11, and not till you were 18 you had a real conversation about it. So I 7 years.
I wouldn't even say 18. I would say probably closer to 19 or 20 that we really started to talk about my body, because the other part about this is I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at 20. And so those months leading up to that, my body was going through a lot of changes, including a fucked up pH balance. So there were so many things happening with my lady parts and with my body that I didn't, the diabetes was the, I didn't know I was about to be, my pancreas was about to go on permanent vacation. So like, you're talking yeast infections, just so much shit. And then my period would come, and endometriosis. And I'm like, why, God? I just started really using it. Like, and so it really got to a point where I had to stop talking to him for a second and be like, this can't be my source. Like, this grown ass man can't be my source. Very resourceful, because he had two daughters before we started dating, and a mother and two sisters. So like, but still, I had to like really find a voice and like know what to ask my doctor, feel comfortable. And if I wasn't comfortable, get a new fucking doctor. Like,
all right. So, all right. Before I backtrack, I got to get people lined up with this. All right. I've been doing this podcast. It's called Period Peace, where I talk to friends, family, and coworkers about their menstruations, because it's something that I used to think is just a joke and no one talked about, and just thought it was fun to talk about and just something to get out there and open, because it's something that happens around me constantly, but I don't know anything about it, and I try to get informed about it. So it's wild for me to hear that you had your first period at 11, and 7 years later you had what you would say is your first real conversation about it. Were your friends around you curious about it? Did you guys even have any ounce to bring it up at all?
I think we just collectively complained about it. We didn't really like have well informed. Like, it's funny because my daughter dances, and I know some of her friends have started their cycle, but like, they are having at like 11 to like 14 having real conversations about cramp relief, heating pads. I'm like, shit. Like, but it's coming from the mothers. It's coming from my daughter got her period 10 days before her 11th birthday. But again, they have been waiting for hers to come. She's 5'6", 130 pounds, but she's active. She dances like it's a part-time job. I make sure she drinks at least 5 bottles of water a day. Every meal has a fruit or a vegetable. So like, her doctors were like, yo, you're really doing a decent job of like protecting what's going into her body. She takes sea moss. Like, so she was mad because she didn't even have cramps. She said, I didn't even see this coming because I didn't have cramps. I was like, yes.
You said she was mad about
the bleeding snuck up on her. She didn't have any symptoms.
Okay.
So she was expecting cramps. And I'm like, no, it don't have to be. But your abs are ripped because you dance. And like, I was like, so again, it's, I think, I remember just, oh, this is so, God, I'm so glad I don't talk to her anymore. There was this girl.
Wait, what?
Because I'm about to tell somebody business. She was a year older. And I know this story to be true because I was really good friends with the guy that she was sleeping with. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if she forgot she was on her period, but she had a tampon on. And he pushed right on up into there. And she had to go to the ER. She told me this.
Wait. So she
I'm gonna tell you his account. Because he was pissed. He was like, this goofy
husband. Wait. Oh, he was pissed.
He was mad because he realized that he could have hurt her. So she told me about it in real time, like as like within days of it happening. He's like a month or two went by, and I was like, brother, this shit really happened? Because she likes to exaggerate. He was like, no, it fucking happened. He said they had talked about having sex and she was on a period. So he's like, I gave it a few days. So I called her back and she knew what it was. And I came over and we got right to it. He was like, it felt, he said, there was a little resistance, And I just thought, whatever. He's like, I wasn't really trying to.
Oh, God.
For what he was using her for, he was not super concerned. And he said they proceeded to have sex. And he said when he came out and looked at the condom, there was some blood on there. And he was like, yo, you still on your period? And in real time, she panicked. And was like, oh, shit, I have a tampon on. And he said he was so turned off by her stupidity. And I was like, bro, what? Like, you didn't feel
wait,
the tampon?
Did he say those words to you?
To me. I know him well enough at the time to know he probably said some reckless shit to her.
Okay.
And so I'm like, sir, like, you didn't feel a tampon? So let me just give you some context about a tampon. It comes in a various types of tubes, but the basics is you insert the tube, push, and the tampon comes out. The thing about the tampon is the material expands.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't like you went around it. It ain't like you had to push. And so she had to go to the emergency room. And so this is, from here on, it's her account. She had to go to the emergency room, and it was pretty much like a pelvic exam. They just put the I forgot what it's called, inside of her and pulled it out. Nothing had, it hadn't punctured anything. The tampon itself hadn't come apart. But I just remember like thinking to myself, like, I can't ask her shit. Like, I knew it then, like, as a teenager, I can't go to her for the fuck.
I'm a ask, because I'm just me, and I just gotta ask because I know people are listening. He didn't see the string.
He was not. So again, I knew the term. I knew the terms of their relationship.
Yeah,
I was surprised if he even made eye contact with her during
intercourse. Okay,
like, so
okay.
It wasn't a we talking, we chilling. We were in high school. Foreplay? What? No.
Oh, okay.
Like, so.
All right.
Yeah.
Not all right, but just, yeah. That's
And I was just like, what? So, yeah,
That is wild.
And she was older than me, so this was my guidance.
Okay. So, how old were you when you heard this story?
I was in 10th grade, and so she would have been in 11th grade, and he was, he had graduated, so.
Ooh, okay. All right. So, man, that's a lot.
Yeah.
So, like, hearing all this and knowing when you got your talk, does this not make you fearful?
For?
Just, like, anything. Just, like, about having a period and just, like, having sexual relationships, or just in general. Like, if I knew I had a period and that there could be a circumstance where you can actually get a tampon stuck inside you, so you have to go to the ER, would make me apprehensive about everything.
For a while it did. For a while, the use of tampons scared me, because like, once you hear toxic shock syndrome, I'm like, it only takes 10 minutes for me to like die. And so, yeah, for a while I was fearful, but then I also started to realize, not experiencing certain shit, it just got to a point where it was like, I got all the information. What are the odds this will happen? Slim to none. Okay, fuck it. Like, it just, I had to live. And so for me though, getting a period was always stressful to me, because the endometriosis made it exceptionally painful. Like, okay. I have, even as an adult, I've had to turn around and come home from work. I have been sent home from work. I have stayed home from work. I've had 3 miscarriages because of the endometriosis. I've had several procedures just to help with the scarring. And so every month.
Just real quick, if you can explain what endometriosis is to your best.
So in short, endometriosis is simply, so when you get your cycle, the lining of your uterus that's no longer needed sheds and comes out, hence the clumps and all that, and the clots and all that fun stuff. Well, with endometriosis, the lining doesn't always come out. So it essentially attaches itself to your uterus and sometimes other organs nearby as scar tissue. Okay. So it hurts. Like, it literally just makes your cycles very painful unnecessarily. Without things like endometriosis, you can have some of the most reckless ass symptoms during your cycle, including but not limited to nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, anal cramps, headaches, hot flashes, sore nipples. Yes,
anal cramps.
I said it. It is a thing. And so when you add in endometriosis, some of those symptoms are just like times 100. And so I have literally planned vacations around my cycle just to not, because I don't mind traveling with her. Like, sure.
Wait but a I've minute. Planned you plan vacations. Your race. You, I've heard this, and like, I don't know why I'm surprised. I've been doing period piece for a while, and I've heard, do you really plan vacations around your cycle?
So let me tell you this. So I've also stopped taking birth control because the hormones plus the shit that happens on my period just had me like following people to Stop and Shop. Like, I'm gonna fucking kill you for cutting me off. Like, it is just, so there's really only like 5 good days out of the month for a woman, because you have the week before your period.
You where know there's 30 days in a month, right?
Let me explain.
Okay.
The week before your period where you're wondering why the Snuggles Fabric Softener commercial making you cry. Then you have that week of your period where you're like, for your safety and my sanity, get the fuck away from me because I'm just bleeding for no reason. Then you have the week after your period where you can still have symptoms of your from your period, whether it's bloating. There are some post, there's some been some months I'm like, was that a fucking cramp? Like, why, God, I'm done. And so there's really just that last week where it's just like, chill. And if we keep it at a buck, 2 weeks after your period, when you're ovulating, you can experience ovulation cramps. So like, yeah, no, if I have to plan around not bleeding at, cause I sneezed, I'm gonna do it. Yeah.
Oh, sweet Jesus. Okay.
Yeah.
That's why I love doing this podcast. Cause I get so many questions and I want to know so many more things. First question, and I forgive me. What commercials have you cried at?
It's the SPCA commercials around the holidays, because they always ramp it up and they show it. They show these animals in the snow. And so I just be like, turn the TV off. Just don't even. It's the SPCA commercials. I think that in the PETA stuff, like the stuff with animals. Oh, and then the Adopt a Child for 17 cents a month as I'm on Amazon, like, oh, shit. Like, balling out on Amazon, I can adopt the whole village.
Have you ever tried to fight through those cry moments?
No. There was a time that I did, and then it got to a point where I was like, fuck this. Like, no, I'm not. And I tell my daughter, I'm like, listen, there are gonna be some days, even when you're not in your period, you don't know why you're feeling the way you're feeling. Feel that shit. Like, feel it, ride it out.
Yeah.
Just like, why? Because I'm gonna lose. I'm going to lose that fight. Then it's going to be, I'm going to be in a corner rocking somewhere. And it's no.
So. I like, this is an unexpected way that I wanted to start the second season of Period Piece. Cause like, okay. I took a bit of a break from doing Period Piece. Cause I did, like, I was looking for a studio, but also just to be very transparent. I didn't like the blowback I got from people. When I did Period Piece, and a lot of people thought it was just like men that came at me, but it was a lot of women that came at me about doing Period Piece, because one, let's start with the men. A lot of dudes, well, I have 2 episodes with men about periods, just wanted to know why I do this, and they didn't understand it. They didn't want to understand
how
it.
How old were they? So, right, like
30. In their 30s, and some with kids, some without kids, some just did not understand why
you wanted to be well versed on the other half of the population.
Yes, because like,
okay,
I just it me and you laugh at it, but like other people go, why the fuck am I hearing about someone's period?
So I mean, then change the podcast. Like, you don't have to, like, nobody's holding a gun to their head making them listen. So if I were you, as long as you're coming from a place of sincerely trying to gain knowledge,
yeah,
like, fuck what they're saying. Like, I don't, like, that doesn't make sense. I mean, it makes sense to me, because there are a certain population of stupid that we have to contend with, but like, for a fully functional adult man, hopefully with a fully formed frontal lobe, to be like, I don't want to know the fuck.
there's a lot of people okay with their comfort, in their comfort area of stupidity.
So wait, let's not even say, I'll take a step back and I'll take away the word stupidity. Okay. There's a lot of people that are comfortable in their lack of knowledge.
Yes.
That's fine. But do not shun me for trying to learn and then trying to share that information. If you don't want to know about this, that's like if we're sitting in the house and Food Network comes on and you don't want to watch Rachel Ray. You don't want to watch her make this homemade dressing from scratch. Turn the channel. You don't want to learn that? Turn the channel. You don't want to hear about me getting my period on a hot summer day before fourth grade? Then Jesus turn the Christ. Channel. Like, I feel like,
because I remember being in fourth grade. I remember the hot summer days in fourth grade. I just couldn't imagine being at somewhere I wanted to be, like a water park, something that's supposed to be fun, and then someone telling me, make sure it doesn't smell.
Can I tell you how there was a, if I'm respecting their pronoun, okay. I would say in high school, and I'll just use the nickname they preferred. Shorty didn't have, we weren't in a space where Shorty was saying, refer to me as him, he. Shorty looked at us like we didn't know Shorty was born a girl. Like we were like, bro, we know, mm-hmm. but okay, sure. I used to feel so bad for Shorty because they would dress what you would consider to be like a boy.
Mm-hmm.
But we always knew when Shorty was on her period. We always knew when Shorty was on their period because Shorty wasn't carrying a purse. And Shorty, where was Shorty putting the extra pads? So.
Wow.
We would smell her. Like we would, it, we, and none of us had the courage to be like, yo, I'll hold this pad for you. Or here's a pad. Go change your shit. Like just.
But how could we?
Or go home. Because like we would hang out in the summer. We on the bus. We going skating. We are body odoring. Like we are. We are generating odor. And so they would either, and we would know because one of us would go on, we'd be at someone's house, we'd go in the bathroom after them, like, oh gosh. Like, I felt so bad. Like, but we didn't know what to do. Like, we didn't know how to make them feel okay with, like, listen, I know what you identify as, but like, every 28 days, Mother Nature says this is what you are. And mm-hmm. so, again, I try to raise my kids to be empathetic and to be just respect people's space. And if you see somebody who needs help, ask if they need help. And if they say yes, offer.
Do you think that if you were you right now, do you think you would have been able to help someone like Shorty in a time like that?
Yeah.
How so?
Whatever. So this is my stance on help. You tell me what you need. If I can do it, I'll do it. If I can't, I'll set reasonable expectations. I had a friend in high school who happened to forget. I forgot my sneakers. It didn't go in my outfit for gym. I was not wearing sneakers that day. Had some really cute boots. My friend, he did not want to participate in gym. He had on sneakers. He let me wear his sneakers and he sat off to the side, faking sick, wearing my boots that day. He's now happily in a relationship with a man. I knew what he needed. We knew what it was. Like, we didn't have to have a conversation about it. So I feel like I could have very well, because I held enough of Shorty secrets that I could have held a pad.
Yeah.
Like, I held enough secrets for them that I could have held a pad.
All right. I feel like we got, like, I missed on this podcast because, honestly, I feel like we got off to such a wild start that I haven't even asked you the introductory questions. Or like it. Got people up to date. Yo, this is Period Piece with Gordon Baker Bone and guest. Today I'm with Sierra. Sierra, outside of periods, what do you do and who you are as a person? Like, that's a wild question. I didn't even word that right. But
no, I get it. That's a hard question to answer because I'm it doesn't really matter how old I am. I think I'm just mm-hmm. in a phase in my life where I'm trying to figure out this next part of who I am. So, nice. I mean, like right now, I'm a mom of two. I have an 11-year-old daughter and my son will be 6 in 2 weeks. I'm a special education teacher and I'm a sister. I try to be a friend. I know that my friends are better friends to me than I am to them. And I'm working on that. I'm just trying to figure out at this next part of my life, what makes me happy, sans all of the other people and things. So.
All right. Well, all right. Quick question. Mm-hmm. One of my many questions, so I shouldn't say quick, but all right. tampons or pads, what are preferred for you?
At this age of my life, I'll be honest. Pads are a second. I have not used a tampon in almost 20 years. And the first place, if I have the right environment, there are various types of period panties that you can wear without anything, and they are designed to absorb.
Okay.
And for me, the right environment means I can stay in the house, because they're still in the back of my mind. Don't let anybody see it or smell it. So
is that ingrained in you now?
It is the trauma. The trauma of just the fear of having an accident.
Yeah.
Because I don't think what people realize a lot is that it doesn't matter that, like, gravity does what it's going to do. It's going to come out.
Yes.
But like, if you're like, imagine if we're like, we're sleeping on my back. Well, it comes out and it goes back. So like, you can wake up with stains in various places. And so just remembering being elementary school, sitting straight, like making sure that pad is in place. So like, even though I know that people have spent years developing these underwear, and I have tested them, like slept in them, like no stains, no nothing, I still will not go out of the house without a pad on, even with those underwear. But my number one preference, if I can stay in the house, throw on some black leggings or black shorts,
yeah,
I'm rocking those. And my daughter's like, Mom, that's gross. I'm like, bruh, I've been wearing pads for over 30 years. Like, I don't want it. Yeah, it's so just, let it breathe.
So you bring me to one of my favorite questions. So what do you think about free bleeders and the Thinx underwear?
Free bleeders is not my business. Like, again, what are you comfortable in? Just don't bleed on my shit. Like, just don't, like, because here's the thing. Am I buying your clothes? And even if I buy them, once I give them to you, they're yours. So I free bleed when I can, because we have come a long way in terms of how pads are made. And like that there used to be like this layer of fucking plastic like on top. We have foam flecks, and they're thinner. But imagine, like, they used to be like this thick. All, it didn't matter what the brand, what the size. Them shits used to be thick. There was one or two sizes. So like, from the Ruta to the Tuta, like damn near to your belly button, and like whatever that top layer was, some weird sort of plastic that was supposed to be the protectant. So once you bled into it and it went under, it was supposed to keep you from the blood. No. So respectfully, while we don't really have those anymore, I still just don't always want something rubbing up against me while I'm bleeding. So free bleeders, unite. Like, I don't.
Have you seen the ads for Thinx underwear?
Yeah.
What do you think about that when you see it?
Let me go order some more.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you tried them?
Yeah.
Okay.
that's my first. Like, when you ask pads or tampons,
yeah,
Thinx or any similar brand is first, then pads, then I haven't used a tampon in 20 years, so I couldn't even really say.
Man, oh.
But I'm still not in a place where I'm going to go out of my house free bleeding. Maybe that'll be my, like, 2023 challenge.
I hear you, but, like, to hear someone say, I'm not leaving my place.
I'm still not there yet. Yeah, I'm not. Because do I think so? Oh, she's bleeding. No, I don't think anyone would do that. But like, there's still, like, you still had.
I would hope no one would do that.
No, because if you think about a lot of times when we made fun of our peers growing up, it was from lack of knowledge. It seemed weird to us. It seemed strange. So rather than saying we don't get this, it was like, she wasn't shit funny about a fucking period stain. It wasn't funny. And so have you seen those like things on Instagram where it's a social experiment and the girl's walking around like she actually had a stain, mm-hmm. and everybody's just like, oh shit. And I'm like, bro, nobody's gonna fucking say nothing. And it took like 10 minutes for somebody to say something. And I'm like, I don't need it in my life. Cause I'll be in Target crying somewhere. Cause nobody said anything to me. And I still have it in the back of my mind sometimes. Like, can anyone see that? Like, I dress differently when I'm on my period than I do when I'm not.
I remember in sixth grade, I got in trouble. It was Miss Williams' class. I went to a Catholic school in Newark, and my mom taught it at the school. Like, me going there was part of, like, I guess, which now looking back at it, I feel very bad about. Like, it was part of her salary that I can go there for a cheaper price. So when I was in class, I remember I made a joke because I saw it on Roseanne. And my teacher asked me, what's an embarrassing moment? And I remember I repeated the joke. It was the joke of, basically, I said, what I said was, that got me in trouble. What an embarrassing moment is, it's getting your period and wearing an all-white dress. And that got me in so much trouble, and I had no clue why.
Because there's probably six girls in the class at the time on their period. I can't imagine why you got in trouble. I think that would have been an opportunity for learning and empathy. Mm-hmm. I'll show you. Hold on. Like, when I tell you I plan vacations, like, there's no sex in my life. But I have a period tracker that tracks when I should be on my period. Fuck the ovulation. When should I be on my period?
What tracker is that?
What is this? Ovia?
Okay.
Yeah, and it just literally, yeah, not, who gives a shit about the ovulation? There's nothing happening.
Yeah.
But the, when should I be on my period?
And I mean, I think you should be.
Me too. But it helps me, like, because I also, in my big age, I forget when I start my period. My doctor said, when was the first day of your last period? She said, I don't know. She came, high-fived me. I'm not pregnant. Mm-hmm. Like, but in this next phase of my life, I need to be mindful of when it started, how long did it last, how heavy is it? Because ovulation is up the street and around the, not ovulation, menopause is up the street and around the corner. So.
That is wild.
This shit is still all gas, no brakes. I'm like, nothing? Like, you still out here? Like, it's our first summer? Like, So, yeah, no, it's, even as an adult woman, we find ourselves like, hey, sis, you got a pad? And I told my daughter that, because she has a kit. Like, I made sure she has, like, a little cute little pouch that has, like, wipes and pads and stuff. And she was like, there's a girl in our class. Like, I kind of know when she brings that out, she's going to the bathroom, change her pad. I was like, listen, in like 2 years, y'all gonna be in class like, hey, you got a pad? I was like, so who gives a fuck that somebody knows she's gonna change her pad? At least she has good hygiene.
Okay. You've given me like so much, like, I like doing these interviews because it gives me insights on things I never even fathom about, but it also it makes me more curious about certain things. So you have a period app.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about men having period apps in their phone?
Dear Sky Dad, the stepfather of my children will have a period app in his phone, so he knows that when I cook dinner and he brings in McDonald's and I sit in the kitchen and cry, he knows why. Amen.
Wait.
Why not? If you have consistent engagement with a woman, whether it's your significant other, whether it's your child, I like that prayer I just said over the summer. I cooked. I'm not even with my kid's father. I cooked. Yeah. They came in the house. He came in while I was cooking, went and got the children for some dad and me time, took them to get ice cream. All right, bet. Dessert before dinner, it's fine.
Yeah.
And they came in. I'm like, y'all been gone a while. He's like, yeah, I took them to get McDonald's. Nicole can attest to this. I stood there for probably like 60 seconds. I stood in one spot for like 60 seconds. And I saw myself picking up my deceased grandmother's Ruby cast iron skillet and bashing his fucking head in. Because I've asked him repeatedly, please don't get the kids outside dinner when I cook. But for some reason, it was just an overwhelming feeling of, like, inside my head, how dare you? And I didn't say anything. I didn't do anything. And, like, he circled back around and saw me still standing in one spot. He was like, I don't know. We were out. They wanted McDonald's. I left.
What do you mean you left?
I pulled over at a park. I needed to get out of the house. I recognized some shit was wild. I need to get out of the park. Get out of the house. I pulled over at a park. I sat, you asked me earlier, what do you do with that feeling of like needing to cry and get it out? I sat in my car and I screamed and I cried. My period came the next day, 3 days early. That week leading up to your period, it ain't always the PETA commercials. It is sometimes the hormonal just roller coaster. So like respectfully, if you care about me, track this shit. So you might catch something that I missed. Whether it's a mood swing, whether it's an attitude, whether it's the fact that I'm like a fucking squirrel and they're eating all the chocolate and hoarding the shit and I don't know why.
I have a period tracker in my phone and I know it sounds. What do you do with it? Okay, why does that question always follow?
Because I want to know if you're using it for good or evil.
What if it's a combination of both?
Nah. Then delete it. There should be no. It should
be. What is a? It could be a combination. If you know the person you're with, you can use a period. You can use a period tracker for your benefits and understanding the person you're with.
Just because it could be used for good and evil doesn't mean it should be.
I think that's something that should be known, that a period tracker can be used for good for everyone, and some people might use it for their own personal benefits.
I can assume what you're talking about regarding your own personal benefits.
Sex.
So I'm gonna ask my agent in the back if this is a comfortable, if she's okay with me going there with
okay.
You.
Oh, listen. I've said this on stage. I've said this tons of times. A period tracker not only helps a relationship, but it also can improve your relationship, but also you should like let it be known you have a period tracker. Some people find it weird that I have one on my phone.
You do realize that orgasms can help relieve the pain from cramps, right?
That varies. That varies on the person.
I didn't say everyone. I said could. So that means it can vary. Yes. So while you're running from some shit, what I will tell you is that
who said I was running?
Nine friends out of 10 of my friends have said that they are their horniest on their period. So while you're running from some shit trying to
I'm well aware of that.
For those of you using it for evil, because in the scope of my time, and I'll say knowing their kid's father, there was a period of time where he would avoid me. Like, really? Just straight up. Mm-hmm.
What was that like?
Painful. Emotionally fucking painful. Because it was like, again, you give me all this guidance and insight on my cycle, and then you go ghost for a few days, and it became a pattern. And there was a period of time where he ignored it. And then there was a period of time he's like, no, I know what you're talking about. Which I found to be odd because, again, he has two daughters. Now he has four. At the time, he had two daughters. You got mom, two sisters. Like, you know what it is. So there would be months where, like, he'd, like, stock me up on ginger ale and crackers and make sure I had my shit. But he would legitimately go ghost and be like, you know, you were moody. You were this. I'm like, bruh.
What was the stockpile again? Ginger ale and crackers?
Assumptions. Because that doesn't move me. Like, ginger ale and crackers ain't my so that was an assumption. So again, it was, I had to grow up and find my voice. Like, for me, I think presently, because this could change, what works for me on my cycle is I need lots of water. Ginger, mm-hmm. like ginger ale is shout out to my Black community, sure, buy some. Mm-hmm.
Gotta keep it in stock.
You gotta keep it in stock just in case. I need lots of water. As my son would call them, mommy, I can't eat the cookie with the leaf in it. You are correct. And really, in terms of snacks, it's hit or miss with me. Like, I need chocolate on deck. I need some things that are fried. But then there are some days where I cannot keep any food down. Okay. So I simply need to be hydrated. I need to be hydrated. I need the space to sleep. And the cookies with the leaf on it.
Cookies with the leaf on it. Okay. All right.
I have a friend who has a cookie business and my kids eat the cookies she makes, but I had to show them, like, when Miss Such and Such makes me these with the special leaf on it, don't eat these. Because these look a lot like the ones that you can eat. So
this is my favorite question. Also, it's the worst question to ask. Do you remember the worst period that you've had?
One of the worst periods that I had was There were two. One, I was in high school, and my mom was had me when she was 14. So she was still out here getting it when I was in high school. And I was in Maryland. Our whole family was in Ohio. And the pain, like, I fell out of my bed and laid on the cold hardwood floor, and I called my aunt, who was 7 years older than me, and she is my everything. And I called her, I just remember crying, do I have to go to school? Can you call my school for me? Like, and she was like, fuck that school. Like, you don't know
what I mean. What a good aunt. Fuck that like, school, baby.
Like, you're calling me in a different state and you cannot get off the floor. Like, the fuck? Like, that school will be there tomorrow. Where's your, and I was like, where's your mother? I was like, I called her first. And I just laid there. And I was finally able to get up and I found some muscle relaxers. And I just, like, it was a rough 2 days. And it was really hard for me because.
Wait, two days?
That was it. So let me just say this. It was 2 days before I was able to regulate the pain. So for me,
like a bitch right now.
For me personally, I don't have like I saw a meme about it. Like, shout out to the girls who bleed for 3 days and get that barbecue sauce that fourth day. How does it feel to be God's favorite? Really, sis, how does it feel? Like, there is no I'm slightly spotting. Some bleeding and some, no, it is all gas, no breaks for at least 5 days.
All gas?
All gas, no breaks for at least 5 days. I don't ease into this. Like, my period does not sneak up. She don't ring the bell. Hey, I'm coming. No, I'm 10 minutes out. Nah. Bang, 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 bang on the door. Like, just, there's, so.
Just, I'm here.
I'm here was for dinner. Another one was, and. Your executive producer slash my agent knows about this one. I probably worked, 45 minutes away with no traffic. Dropped my daughter off at school, and I was on my way to work, and I had not made it out of the city that I live in yet. I had to turn around and come home because, and we're strapped up. I had on a dress with some stretch pants. So it's underwear with the pad, some sort of girdle, just to hold the cramps in, fuck the bloating, hold the cramps in, and then compression stretch pants because you just need to just hold it in, hold all this cramping in. That diarrhea and anal cramps in the car, turned around, came back home, made it to my door, and damn near shat myself. And I called work and I was like, I'm sick. I don't know how to, like, grown woman. I don't even know how to find the words to tell you that my period is so bad. Because that's another thing. People feel like at a certain age, you should know how to deal with it. Bro, right. I almost shot myself in the car. Like, there's no dealing with that shit.
Wait.
And so it was.
A period with diarrhea.
Yeah. Excessive cramps. That is just everything is free game.
That sounds like the toilet would overflow.
Everything is free game. It is. I've had periods where I had diarrhea and vomiting, but again, I had to learn to track my period and try to control my diet leading up to it. That's really all you can do, and even still, Mother Nature might uppercut you and have you doing that shit anyway.
Jesus Christ. All right. Every time I do this podcast, I feel like you know
less and less than you did.
I feel every single time because, like, I work with women every single day. And the mere fact that you're telling me that you might have to deal with diarrhea and cramps blows my mind. And I know meetings and just like, now I sit in rooms just like, oh, she shouldn't be here.
I am. So all jokes aside, and I've talked to your executive producer about this.
Yeah.
When we start our own business, fuck that family illness day, fuck that personal illness day. We will have for women built in menstrual cycle sick days because those are a different kind of. I'm currently home recovering from the flu. That's a personal illness day.
Yeah.
But I only get 10 of those a school year. The fuck? So if we're in a 10-month calendar and I bleed for 5 days straight, I need more days.
Forgive this role that I'm about to play right now. Do you understand how hard that is to pitch to other men. Like I do this podcast and I tell other men like, yo, it's rough, bro. And they're like, nah, I ain't got to deal with that. So why is there exceptions? I'm like, yo, bro, you got to understand. It's totally different.
Dude, that's the joy of owning your own shit. It don't have to make sense to you. Like, not even saying it's to you, but like, you, what the fuck? Like, so what? So what that you don't bleed every month? You're God bless you. But I do. And here's the thing about that. I'm not even trying to hold nobody accountable. Don't send me a picture of your clots. We call that integrity. If you are taking these days and you don't actually need them for a medical purpose, I have to pray that as an employer, you're using them for something beneficial, even if it's a mental fucking health day. And that when you come back to work, you're going to be more willing and motivated to work for me.
Mm.
And so any man that's like, well, that's not fair. Bitch, it's not fair that I get anal cramps. Six in one, half a dozen in the other. Like, I don't give a shit. It's not, here's some bullshit. Two things. It's not fair that depending upon how your period sneak up on you, you might be pregnant or on your period. Sore nipples, bloating, back pain, similar fucking symptoms. You out here just rolling a dice, not knowing if, damn, did that plan B work or am I, like... And then the other thing, you ever go down an aisle where it's like condoms, lube?
Yeah, I've been to a Walgreens or Duane Reade. Yes.
Diapers. Whose idea? Condoms and lube, then the pregnancy test, then diapers. Who thought that shit was funny?
I want to say, but I'm not going to say.
It's a man.
Yeah, probably.
It was a dude that was like, let's put all this shit together.
It's the weirdest. It's the weirdest out in the world because it's just like sex toys, condoms. And
this is what happened.
Yep,
you took it to Pound Town. Now we're going to get formula.
And it's so weird that one's locked up and the other one is.
Because once you fuck around and need this, that one don't matter. Like it don't matter no more. It doesn't even matter. Yeah.
They either lock up the condoms or they lock up the Pampers and the formula. Like it's right. Like, wait, so you know I need something out this aisle.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
To be a human. Okay.
Any dude that's like, I've worked with dudes that in passing, I don't think they realized they were talking to a woman who's probably experienced it as have had gripes about even maternity leave. Like, just like, oh, why do you need more than 6 weeks?
Oh. That wasn't verbally said to you, was it?
I don't understand why people need so much time. You just had a baby. Okay.
God.
Okay.
What is the proper response?
I don't. Because it was a group setting. And so it... I have shit to lose. I got kids. I don't have bail money. I can't, no. So I just, as I get older, I learn when my input in a certain environment is not necessary. Because ultimately, okay. I'm going to still give birth. Ultimately, you still going to be a dick. Ultimately, I'm going to still get my period. Thanks. Ultimately, your girl probably going to fuck somebody else because you're a dick. So it's like.
That's not the way to close the email.
Yeah, karma's gonna take care of you, you idiot. Like it's not necessary. Like it just because you don't experience something directly doesn't mean someone else would not benefit from certain provisions. So I don't feel like it's fair that like I've gotten sent home from work because I knew that if I went to work and got sent home, I wouldn't have to use a sick day.
Okay.
I shouldn't have to finesse the system like that because my back is burning because I have the world's worst cramps and I just can't, or because I'm imagining myself punching somebody in the throat. So like for everybody's safety, I'm going to just stay in the house because I can't regulate those emotions. There's no regulating that shit.
How do you navigate that?
Prayer and a group text. It is literally like, why? You could have just told me that I wasn't pregnant, Mother Nature. I don't get a pass. Like, could you let me have this month off? Like, it is, my daughter said some shit to me, and when I responded to her, she was dumbfounded. She was like, I'm not ready for this. I'm not ready for my period. I said, baby, every 28 days, I'm not ready either. She's like, what? No! no.
Okay, that brings me to my next question, because like I've had very few moms on this podcast, and how did you, knowing your experience, how did you navigate explaining menstruation or a period? Well, why I say or just a period to your child?
Children, because even though Children. I have a son. Even though I have a son, I need him to be empathetic. I need him to be sensitive to the women around him. Nice. My kids did it for me because they don't respect my privacy. So they were just coming to the bathroom. I remember my son asking me one day, mid-pad change, you had a boo-boo down there? No, just give me a second and we'll talk. And it's one of those things where as a parent, you are having these conversations as age-appropriate as you can, knowing full well they don't get this shit. They don't get it. But yeah. What I try not to do is, I'll talk to you about it when you get older. As uncomfortable, the most you'll get from me is, give me a second. Let me find the words I want to say. So I've explained to my daughter for years what a menstrual cycle is, what its purpose is. She's. I don't hide it from them either. So like, hey, yo, I'm about to eat your Halloween candy because I need some chocolate. or mommy, what's wrong?
I never thought of that.
Or mommy, what's wrong? Well, mommy has really bad cramps. Anything I can do? Get the fuck out of my face. I love you, but go. Or when we're in the store, like the different sizes, and we're gonna figure this out. And so, oh my God, this shit is so fresh. My daughter's father has 4 daughters.
Yeah.
3 granddaughters. When I tell you he's been doing this dad shit for
you said granddaughters?
His oldest is almost 29. So he's been doing this dad shit for 3 decades. So when my baby girl started her cycle and this goofy motherfucker said, maybe we should get her a cheesecake with strawberries.
Were the strawberries to represent the period or?
I did not ask. I did not ask. What I did say was, hey, you know, she's not super excited about this. So maybe we should not taint cheesecake for her.
Does she like cheesecake?
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot.
Yes. Yeah. Don't ruin cheesecake. Don't ruin cheesecake for the baby.
But when I said to him, I said, did you do this for your other 2 daughters? I was here for those periods. I don't remember that happening. Yeah. He's like, no, I just, well, why are you trying some new shit on my kid? So. And then I told her, and I was like, your dad wants to get you a cheesecake. She was like, oh God, no, please not, mom, please not. I died. I was cracking up. But what we did do for her was just a gift bag with different size pads and different things that she might like in terms of snacks and feminine wipes and a little cute little pouch. When I tell you our lady at Walgreens, because I've been going to that same Walgreens for 10 years and yeah. she's watched a kid live in me and then be walking around. I went in there and I was like, our girl got her period. She was like, let's go. Like, we were in there.
Oh my God. Wait, is this community effort? What is happening?
Yeah, because, and we had the conversation though about, because she's West Indian, and she said, oh yeah. My God, I remember. She's like, nobody talked to me. Nobody. It was kind of same to me, like, here, just go. It was just that generation of like, just there. And I think our parents did the best they could, but I need to do better. So we got her a gift basket and she responded well to that.
Yo, that's dope as hell.
Yeah, I mean, it's like random chocolate covered pretzels. Mommy needs some too. And I also told her, we're going to sync up. And she's like, why? I said, environmental. It's going to happen. We were already probably 10 days apart from her first day. And then my first day, I was like, oh yeah. I was like, eventually we're going to sync up because we eat the same things. We're in the same environment. Like, it's, there's just going to be some chemical shift in the universe that we live in the same house. We are going to be on our cycle at the same time. She was like, why? I was like, bruh. Mm-mm.
That is the most profound since mystery. Doing this podcast. That is the most profound explanation I've heard about syncing up.
It's, I mean, I've lived with 2 other adults, like outside of my kid's dad, I've lived with 1 other person, one of my best friends. We lived together freshman year of college. And by like the 3rd month of living together,
synced up.
Jesus. We, you know, to this day, we apologize to each other for some of the goofy shit we did. Like, oh, you want to slam a door? All right, I'm going to slam that bitch harder.
Oh my God.
It was her computer, so she changed her password, so I couldn't do my work. It was my TV, so I hid the remote. Like, it was just...
How did y'all live together?
We were fine for 21 days in a month. But eventually, I think we started to realize that we needed space. Like, and so we our dorm was off campus. So we had to take a shuttle. So, like, it would be very intentional. Towards the end of that school year, we would be like, it's happening. Like, we were aware. But there was, like, a period of, like, 5 months where it was like, I hate you. I don't know why. And it was like, we were stuck because it was winter. And yeah. So the shuttle wasn't running. So it was like, you chaos. Go to her room. We had to, like, go to other friends' rooms. And I don't like people, so I'm not leaving. You can go. You're the only friend I made. I'm not doing this shit.
You're so from Cleveland. All right. I do this ridiculous question, and I need, like, after listening to the first season, I think I need to figure out a better way to word it. Has there
can
been
you stop any... saying that something is ridiculous or off the wall or stupid? Just ask the question.
You know what? I'm apprehensive after the first season, and, like, what I heard from people, I gotta, you know, so I'm what? Trying to say go. It. All right. Has there been anything that you've having a period? Have you ruined anything?
Like clothes?
Clothes or furniture or anything in the world that's because of a period that you have ruined?
So I've ruined something and I've stained something. Well, not a permanent stain. I fucked up the seat of my car and my seats are dark gray. But I was in a situation where I just had to get home.
Okay.
And I didn't have anything on me to stop somewhere and change. And so I stained it dark gray seats. I was able to get them cleaned. And, like, yeah. I knew it was almost like that phantom stain. Like, I would look at my car and be like,
so only you would see it.
I know it's there, but it wasn't. And then a mattress. I had a mattress where when I went to move, it was like, I saw the mattress when I would, like, change my sheets. Like, when I went to move and somebody else was moving my mattress to the dumpster, I was like, oh my fucking God, it looks like I wet the bed. Like, it just looked, it was bad. And it was just over the course of, like, a year or two where I'd had a miscarriage. I had had some other procedures done to help with the endometriosis. And so, like, I just don't know why for that year and a half, like, I just could not figure out what pad to use. And, like, why the fuck do I keep waking up with stains? But what I also realized is while you can go through dark colors, like, it's harder to bleed through dark colors. So, like, I am all about my dark gray sweats, my black sheets. Yeah. So that was another thing. Like, I had to learn in my 20s. That's when I fucked up that mattress in my 20s. So.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Wow. This is, oh man. I forgot how much I missed doing this podcast of talking about periods, because it's so much life in it and that people don't even know about, and I hope benefit from it. Damn. What's the other question I had? All right. You told me about the stains, you told me about telling your kids about it and keeping, which is phenomenal, because I don't get a lot of people on here that tell me that they tell their kids about it and are quite open as you are.
They need to understand, like, when I tell my kids this all the time, I'm like, for your safety and my sanity, back up. Like, when people hear me say that to my kids, and it's not even on my period, it's like, I'm with my kids the majority of the time if they're not in school by myself. Yeah. And so when I set you up with, like, breakfast and you have your own rooms and I'm like, yo, run me 2 hours of just don't talk to me. It's not because I don't love my kids. It's because I'm going to scream at you about a broken crayon if you don't get the help. Like, I don't want to do that. And so when I know that I'm especially sensitive to, like, I'm on my period, I got a headache. And you heard my son earlier using a ruler as a sword. And then when he broke it, wanted me to fix it. Like, bro, if you don't get up on my face. And so in like hand in hand with just exposing them to what's going to happen in their lives, whether it's firsthand or secondhand, I'm also setting boundaries. And like I tell my daughter, you're not going to understand why you want to punch your brother in the face every 28 days, but I need you to feel that. Don't do it and tell him, hey, little bro, get out of my room for a sec. I need them to be able to understand and empathize. And when do we start that? Like, there's no, like, we're raising humans. So people be like, oh, they're too young to know that. When the fuck? So we gonna let this bullshit ass just bad habits fester. And then when they're 17, we'll tell them, like, get the fuck out of here. Like,
Not to segue into bad habits, but I would just want to ask you, because this is one of my favorite questions that I ask, how do you feel about Diva Cups?
I have no experience. I have a very good friend who has three daughters, 17, almost 11, and 1.5.
You are very good about ages.
We're good friends. Like, if you're my friend, you're my friend. So the mom uses Diva Cups. And I remember I was there when the 17-year-old, like, we were on a trip when she started her period. And the conversation was, she had talked to her daughter about Diva Cups. And I think there was a period of time where her daughter tried it and she was like, no. Like, she gave her the space to try it. I have never tried it. I don't have a reason. Like, for me, so far, what I do works. So free bleeding and pads. It took me long enough to figure that shit out. Like, everyone that I know that uses them, though, has nothing but good things to say.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? That was actually the most well response I got from that. And
what are people saying?
Oh, people are going nuts about Diva Cups, man.
As long as I ask you to reach up there and pull it out for me, like, get the like, why are we
reach up there and pull it out? Are you
like,
serious?
Why are people having these visceral reactions to something that is literally like, you go into a room with 60 women on any given day, half of them are on their cycle. Like, why are we
speaking of women on their cycles? Have you ever denied someone a tampon
or a pad? Not if I had it. If I had it and somebody was, I told you, I bled in my car because I didn't have anything on me to pull over and put on. That is a very humbling feeling to be caught out there in the universe, in the world, without the things that you need on your period. And then to find yourself in a position where you trust somebody enough to be like, excuse me, I'm
is
grown.
That trust?
Or that is just trust. People are fucked up. There was this post going around. I don't know how old it is, but a woman took a picture of a very long pad and was like, I asked lady at my job for a pad and it's what I got. Bitch, say thank you. Like, you're posting how long this is, but it's not your size. You didn't have anything. So it takes a level of vulnerability and trust to figure out, I'm gonna go ask this person.
Yes.
For something like that. And it should not even be that big of a deal, but it is.
I agree with you.
Yeah. I've never told, if I had it, I never told anybody, no.
Have you ever had to makeshift your own pad?
Yep.
What was your technique?
Oh, it's just a classic toilet paper wrap. Take your underwear and wrap the entire seat of your underwear at least 5 times around.
Five times.
Scurry your ass home.
Does it depend on the ply, or you just five times?
Two ply is five. So from like that, so you can look at a pair of underwear and see the seam for the seat.
Yeah.
So from the front to the back, two ply, at least 5 times around the entire length of the seat. And why are you any place where there's single ply toilet paper?
I mean,
if you are, then you just may as well use the whole roll. But then there have also been times where I was like, fuck it, I'm going home. I wasn't even about to make shifts. Because that... toilet paper is not meant for that. It's meant to absorb and discard. So by the time you get home, it's just a situation. Sometimes it ain't even worth it. I'll be honest. Okay. Sometimes I look at, like, what am I wearing? black jeans to the home. Like, I'm not even gonna do it because
so many questions.
It's not worth it.
All right, here's my favorite question. This is what, like, my favorite dismount of a question. If you were in front of a young adolescent crowd, boys and girls, and you had to give them a quick spill about periods or just advice about periods, what would you say?
I would tell them to be kind to themselves and each other, especially the girls. Be kind to yourself. You have no control over it. I'll tell you a secret. Even at my age, I still don't like it. It still makes me uncomfortable, and I still don't understand it. I would tell the boys and girls regarding periods and other things you don't know about your body. It's okay to not know, but it's not okay to make fun of somebody for something, especially if they don't have control over it. If you're not in a position to help somebody, please don't do them harm. And that includes making fun of them if they happen to have an accident or drawing attention to them.
Wow. Wow. That, wow. I'm taken back by that, because, like, I've had many people say, like, answer that question. That sounded like the most responsible thing to say to a crowd of kids.
I had to check an adult maybe 3 weeks ago at my job. I'm an elementary school teacher.
Yeah.
You want to know how I knew a little girl had gotten her period? So when you walk into the front of our building, straight ahead is a security desk. Right next to the wall are like three or four chairs where kids sit when they're waiting to go home. I came in from lunch. I see she's not even my student, but she stops in my class every day and she gives me a hug and she says hi. She was sitting on just a bunch of white paper towels.
What?
Because the nurse was at lunch, and so her office was locked. And I said, who sat? And mind you, it's these hard-ass plastic chairs that are black. So even if she fucking bled in the goddamn chair, I'll wipe it up. But the fact that I walked in the building, and this baby was sitting with khaki pants on a bunch of paper towels. I sat down next to her. I'm like, you okay? And she just looked at me and she wanted to cry. I said, listen, I don't know if this is your first one or one of many, but did they call it? Like, I'm like, I had to talk to them. Did somebody call your mom? She's like, yeah, she's coming. Let me get your things. And I went and got her things. She could put her coat on her, like on her lap at least. But like, who the fuck thought this was a good idea to have this baby sitting here on these paper towels?
That's
on a And it was one of our security guards, and I was like, nah, you missed it on this one. I was like, nope, we didn't want her to like stay in the you missed the mark on this, because even if that was your best idea, put something in her lap so that when you walk in the door you don't see a bunch of fucking paper towels under her. So the fact that we still have grown ass people missing the mark in terms of empathy, it makes it easy for me to just talk to kids like, this shit happens to everybody. And she came to me the next day. I was like, how are you feeling? She's like, I don't know. It was like 7:30 in the morning. She's like, I don't know how I'm feeling. I was like, that's fine. She's like, it is? Yeah. Like, it is. I'm like, I got some chocolate in my class. You know, I keep water in my class. Get permission
you
to come.
You keep saying chocolate. Is chocolate the key?
I think it's the sugar that does something to your hormones. Like, it's, I wouldn't say chocolate is the key. I've gone through salty phases. Like, I've gone through fried phases, but there's something in chocolate with the caffeine that helps, like, okay, almost like trick your brain into being happy.
All right.
So, yeah.
Well, before we dismount, I just wanted to get people, if they wanted to follow you or find you, do you want people to find you? No.
Nobody wants to follow me posting my kids.
Okay. No, people do. People do. They want to put a face with this tail, because I'm telling you, you've said so much and I enjoyed every minute of it.
Oh, thanks, Gordo.
Oh, call me Gordo. You call me fat in Spanish. Where can people find you if they wanted to?
I had to pull out my phone because I don't know what my Instagram is. Hold on.
Okay. Take your time. Take your time. While she's looking for that, this is the filler for the Bad Advice Show, but this is also his period piece. The second season, this is the prequel to the second season I did with Sierra, and you can find Sierra at
Incredibly CI. That's my Instagram. So Incredibly, I believe, is spelled correctly.
Okay. Is it spelled correctly? If not, yeah, you gotta let people know. Okay. Mm. And no underscores?
Uh-uh.
All right, cool. At Incredibly Sit. Yo, thank you guys so much for checking in. We'll be back next week with more Bad Advice Show. And if you guys enjoy period piece, we will be doing period piece more frequently because the second season is coming and I enjoy talking about periods and learning more. And to everyone that told me not to do this, I'm keep doing it.
Do it anyway.
Yeah. Oh, man. She gave you guys two birds. Two big birds.
If you don't want to hear it, don't listen.
Seriously. If you don't want to hear it, don't listen. But I'm going to keep doing this. All right, guys. Thank you guys so much. And I'm out.